USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
President Trump making the comments at a Spirit of America business event at the White House on Thursday. The president also saying small businesses are a part of a great and noble American heritage. A U.S. attorney is charging a friend of Jeffrey Epstein with facilitating the sexual abuse of underage girls. Audrey Strauss says British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell helped Epstein exploit girls from 94 through 97.
And helped him exploit girls who were as young as 14 years old. Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says there are many things to consider when creating a coronavirus vaccine.
Obviously, developing the vaccine is the top priority, but right below that top priority is having a plan that distributes that vaccine in a way that people believe is fair and equitable.
Blunt, making his comments during a Senate hearing, also says he knows the coronavirus vaccine concerns many.
There are clearly concerns about the vaccine. About half of Americans are either reluctant. About 1 out of 5 Americans says they're just not going to take the vaccine. I certainly intend to.
Mississippi's state flag is removed from the Capitol. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democrats are continuing to push the conspiracy theory that was first reported in the New York Times that President Trump was made aware and dismissed the fact that Russia may be placing bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton tells Fox News we can't trust the New York Times.
Well, Sandra, I would say that once again, you can't trust anything the New York Times reports about Russia and Donald Trump. The New York Times has revealed why it's a national laughingstock. Remember the story they printed that the president had been briefed on definitive intelligence of Russian bounties on Afghanistan. We now know that there was no definitive intelligence. There was strong dissent within the intelligence community. A career briefer at the CIA chose not to highlight this to the president, and that there remains disagreement within the intelligence community. We also know that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff have had access to this same intelligence for months, yet they haven't been taking action on it or screaming in front of the cameras until the New York Times published this story. But as far as being tough on Russia, President Trump has been far tougher on Russia than President Obama or Joe Biden ever were. They sent blankets to Ukraine, for instance. President Trump sent anti-tank missiles. President Trump has pulled out of obsolete Cold War era treaties, despite Democrats objecting to it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.